Welcome to Cheap Astronomy's Fantastic Physics Formulas, and this episode is on Heisenberg's Uncertainty Principle. Being a principle, there are a number of different ways in which Heisenberg's Uncertainty Principle can come into play. The best-known example is that the more you try to hone in on a particle's position x, the less you are able to determine its momentum, p. And if you instead devote your efforts towards determining its momentum, you will find your ability to determine its position beginning to slip away. Essentially, you can never know either of these aspects of the particle's behavior exactly, and the more precisely you know one, the less precisely you can know the other. In fact, there are a range of paired characteristics of particles that you can never know at the same time. Their position and momentum, their energy and duration, their different axial spins, their entanglement and coherence, and, of course, their wave and particle characteristics. It's the wave-particle duality that underlies Heisenberg's formula, which is why a modified form of Planck's constant h-bar is there. If you go back to our episode on de Broglie's wave-particle duality formula, it's Planck's constant that defines the proportional relationship between the wavelength and the momentum of fundamental particles like electrons. Anyhow, in respect of a particle's position and momentum, Heisenberg's uncertainty formula says that the product of the standard deviations of position, sigma x, and momentum, sigma p, must be greater than or equal to Planck's reduced constant over 2. Standard deviation is a statistical representation of the precision of a measurement. So, if you measure the same thing 100 times over, and you get exactly the same answer each time, then the standard deviation is 0. But generally, whenever you measure natural phenomena, there's likely to be a bit of background noise, or perhaps your measurement instrument isn't as finely tuned as you'd like it to be. So those 100 measurements won't be the same, even though they may hover around one point of central tendency. If all of your repeated measurements are close to one central point, then your standard deviation is low, which means your central measurement is of high precision, even if it might not be exact. On the other hand, if your repeated measurements are widely spread, then your standard deviation is high, which means your measurement precision is low. But, of course, this is quantum mechanics. At the quantum level, there is an inherent indeterminacy about the things that you are measuring. So the fact that you can't exactly nail the measurement you are trying to make isn't just about background noise or the precision of your measuring instruments. You intrinsically cannot nail the measurement. Perhaps the best thing to say is that today's science stands on the shoulders of giants. Clever people in history long ago worked out the physics of ocean waves and tennis balls, and today we find their fantastic physics continues to work, even in the new world of subatomic physics. It is a credit to our modern-day physicists and mathematicians that this is even possible, but we have to remember that at the subatomic level, we are not dealing with ocean waves or tennis balls. For the most part, we don't really know what we are dealing with, but it's a triumph of the human intellect that we've found a way to model whatever is going on down there by overlaying some statistical formulas about measurement precision onto some physical formulas about ocean waves and tennis balls. In a couple hundred years, everyone may be swapping jokes about those quaint 20th and 21st century folks who thought everything was both waves and particles, although they weren't exactly sure by how much. So, there may still yet be some deeper explanation that will make our future selves giggle about how we missed it, but right now, this really is what the quantum world looks like. So there is always an imprecision around any measurement of position, and an imprecision around any measurement of momentum. Those imprecisions are shown as standard deviations, and according to Heisenberg's principle, the product of those two standard deviations always has to be greater than or equal to h-bar on 2. The right-hand side of the formula is h-bar on 2 because the formula is derived from other formulas like de Broglie's wave-particle duality formula. h-bar on 2 is a very small number and represents a threshold below which the left-hand side of the formula just can't go. The left-hand side of the formula is the standard deviation of x, position, times the standard deviation of p, momentum. So to stay above the threshold, neither standard deviation can reach 0, because if one term is 0, then 0 times anything is still 0. and a standard deviation of zero means absolute precision, which just can't happen. Indeed, if the standard deviation of one term starts approaching zero, precision, then the standard deviation of the other term has to grow to ensure the left-hand side of the formula stays above h-bar on 2. So is Heisenberg's uncertainty principle a fantastic physics formula? Heck yeah! And is the universe really as uncertain as the formula makes out? Well, probably.